Southland locals are worried a lack of funding for beach cleanups might result in garbage building up in Fiordland's waters. Fishing gear and plastic bottles are among the worst offenders, but more unusual items have been found too, including the Japanese driver's licence for a famous Kiwi rugby player. Locals Joyce and Johan run cleanups, but have seen funding from the fishing industry and local authorities dry up post-COVID. Despite some funding resuming, they say that if local and central authorities don't get on board soon, the problem will just get worse. Logan Church reports.
For Joyce Conk, Fiordland has always been home. She helps run tourism business Wairuta Heri Jet, and while whizzing around showing tourists the natural sights and sounds of Fiordland, she started to notice plenty of man-made sights as well.
We'd like to see Fiordland stay pristine, so we take people down to the coast from Lake Oroko to the sea via the Wairuta Heri River. And other than there being no birds, we were noticing that there was a lot of rubbish on the coast right there.
So for the last few years, she and partner Johan have been organising beach cleanups in Fiordland and Stewart Island as part of Southern Coastal Charitable Trust.
The type of litter we're seeing is mainly litter from the fishing industry, like lost fishing gear, lost crates, lost, you know, buoys with ropes on them, trawl nets, just anything associated with the fishing industry was probably our major, but it's not far behind would be domestic rubbish, you know, like bread crates, plastic water drink bottles, you know, just stuff like that.
And Joyce says despite the cleanups, the amount of rubbish seems to be staying the same. To quantify the problem, charity Sustainable Coastlines did a litter count at Wairuta Heri a few weeks ago. In just a single 100 metre by 10 metre area of the coast, 204 items of rubbish were found in one day of counting. 165 of those were plastic. Sustainable Coastlines' Sean Alistiani says all sorts were found.
I was actually really surprised to find a very intact piece of paper kind of floating about just on the top there. It was remarkably small and intact, so it was plasticized paper, and I picked it up and there was a bunch of Japanese characters on it, so I wasn't quite sure what I was looking at, but there was a face and a name there that was pretty familiar, and it turns out that it was the Japanese driver's license of Robbie Dean.
Joyce had more cleanups planned, one in July and hopefully another in Stewart Islands later in the year. But COVID came, and suddenly much of the funding from the fishing industry and local authorities to do this disappeared. When I spoke to Joyce today, she had just received news that some fishing companies were coming back on board with funding, who she says have been very supportive. But they are still desperately short of cash. Due to the logistics of getting to some of these remote areas, cleanups can cost north of $100,000.
We had one planned in July, and that was from the YL mouth around to Preservation Inlet. That was what we'd hoped to do, and my little hope, secondary hope, was that we would get funding to do a quick, short clean-up in Stewart Island on that 80 k's of coastline.
The Southland Regional Council's chairperson, Nicole Horrell, says previous funding is now no longer possible for at least 12 months due to a loss of revenue from marine fees.
Look, in the past, we have been a co-funder of their endeavours. Unfortunately, with post-COVID, we have a marine fee that's generated from cruise ship activity around our coastline. But of course, as you'll realise, there are no cruise ships operating at the moment, and we haven't budgeted for any revenue for that for the next 12 months at least.
That cruise ship revenue brought in $2.8 million a year. Mr. Horrell says he hopes the council can help again, though, in the future. Meanwhile, Joyce says she hopes funding can be found soon, so this year's cleanups can go ahead. Otherwise,
it'll go back to having a lot of historical rubbish. It'll go back to a lot of ropes and rubbish breaking down and entering the sea. We've picked up about 20 tonne of rubbish off just the fjord and the two lower areas, and it would be heartbreaking to think we'd go back and pick up 20 tonne again.
For Checkpoints, Logan Church.